The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock in New York City. Piscopo on the radio. Everybody calm down. Just calm down. Everything's all right. We're going to get through this. There's no way that I'm going to tell you. I know people are talking what's going on. There's going to be a war. And I know I'm going to talk to my kids. And they always say, is it World War III, Daddy? Everybody calm down. Thank God we hold the hand and we could dictate exactly what happens. We expected this to happen. Here, Iran says their missile strikes. They had about 15 or so missiles against two Iraq bases housing troops, United States troops. And that's the revenge for the killing of a top general in Iranian missiles yesterday targeted bases in western and northern Iraq, where American troops are stationed. Now, so far, there's no word of any American casualties. As the sun comes up and as it goes into midday over there, we'll see. The president will address the country, and that is coming up probably within our timeline on the radio show. We'll go to the White House immediately when that does occur. You know, this has been brewing for the longest time. And I want to hear, we have to talk this out, and I want to hear what you say, because, you know, I'm so proud of the military. So we support the president, and you could see what Iran has been doing over the year. First of all, this started under the W administration, going into Iraq at all. And then you really just talk about a hornet's nest, you know, because sometimes over there, and forgive me if I say something's politically incorrect, can I apologize right off the bat there? In my opinion, I don't know that there could ever be full peace in the Middle East, because they're just brought up to hate everybody. And forgive me, this is sounds racist, and forgive me. But you know what I mean? You go over there, and they're always fighting, if not us, each other. I always say that. What they want to do, their main goal is to take over the United States of America, to take over. They're working on France and England. You know that. And a lot of that terror came from Soleimani, came from Iran. And they want to take over. I always say, what's the end game? What's your end game? End game is for them to completely take over, the Western world, and to turn it into, another Iran. So, you know, you're held hostage, and I always say, okay, so now they come to America, they take over like they've been planning to do for years. And it's all Islamic fundamentalists. Okay. And it's of that arm of Islam, the violent arm of Islam, right? So now, okay, you know what's going to happen? They'd be fighting each other in what, like a week? A week they'd be fighting each other. There's never going to be peace. So you have to take the stance, do we just let it go? And if we do let it go, like we did during the last 8 years, and not only let it go, but give them $150 billion. Who came up with the concept in the middle of the night, and why wasn't the press all over that? To get those missiles are paid for by us that hit those Iraq bases housing the United States troops. Paid by us with pallets of cash in the middle of the night. How does the press not get all of that alone? And again, I don't like to say anything bad about anybody. They just didn't touch the president for doing that, or Joe Biden for doing that. Is that not an impeachable offense to give a terror nation $150 billion to bribe them, not to make a nuclear, nukes in their whole defense system, which they're doing now anyway, That makes me crazy. Then, and this is what really makes me crazy, during the last 8 years, we've kind of abandoned Iraq. We went in, and again, it's Obama, there was that surge, and then Obama didn't know how to handle that. President Obama didn't know how to handle that. And you know what? Iraq has become an arm of Iran. How does Soleimani fly from Iraq into Baghdad? How does that happen? How in this world does that happen? And Iran giving money to Hezbollah, one of the terror group. These are proxy wars, proxy, all that terror, all those lives lost, all the lives lost from holding our sailors hostages to bombing the oil fields for stopping tankers. That's all used with American money that was sent over there during the Barack Obama administration. It had to. If it didn't happen now, something had to happen. And there's a part of me that says to President Trump, now is the time. Do it while you can. Because I'm telling you, what's going to happen? They always say, what's going to happen with our kids and our grandkids? You know what? They're going to eat two things. They're going to be taken over by religious extremists in a violent, violent manner, or they're going to be speaking Mandarin. And you know that. You know that. And if we don't move now, in some way to show force, and I'm very interested to see what the president says. My attitude is that don't go near there. Stay out of there. Stay strong. But the fact is, that's what we did the last 8 years. Look what happened. Oh, gosh almighty. And and now I'm seeing CNN, and then I saw CBS. They're talking to Javad Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister. They're talking to him like he's a, regular diplomat. This is a terror nation. They don't want us to exist. Iran, you know? Now, if you have your argument is, okay, we don't want to go there. Let's not deal with that. I understand that. But if not now, when? When do you go in? And how? And this is what people are forgetting. And then I was watching Al Jazeera, English Al Jazeera. Please. They're making Soleimani like he's a god. He was a leader. He was the head of the Quds force that just did terror around the world. That's all they did. They were a quote-unquote arm of the Revolutionary Guard in Iran. An arm, and that was a terror arm. It was a terrorist. And they killed Americans, and they killed soldiers. And it's very refreshing that we have a president that is strong. Because I'm telling you, you let it go. And I must tell you, in my heart, I'm thinking, let it go. What are you going to do? You're going to bomb them? Nah. You're going to take out the general, Mr. President? And this part of me goes, let it go. We let it go. Iraq is now Iran. They're going to take over. The only thing Soleimani did was, Frank and I were talking about it earlier, is to fight ISIS to a degree that we did not, because they are lethal in that regard. And Soleimani fought ISIS out, and they kept them out of Iraq. So together there was a joint effort. So can you sit down? The question is, can you sit down and negotiate and talk with these people? And the answer is no, you can't, because they want death to America. And if there was a regime change in Iran, then maybe you can talk to them, because the people of Iran don't want this any more than we want this. But in the meantime, they're not going to stop. And they keep and you know what was interesting when they shot down that drone? Didn't you say, what happened? This is President Trump. Go for it, man. They shot down a $200 million drone, but no lives were lost. The president let it go. And then they kept doing one thing and after the next thing and just humiliating us. And they go after the oil fields. And I'm telling you, that was just the beginning. And I very humbly, respectfully submit to you, and you're welcome to call and let me know, if not now, when? If we don't do it now, when? So I understand everybody's upset about it. We'll see what's happening. We're going to get the news, what the president says, what he is going to do. And I don't think in any way, shape, or form there will be an all-out war, because what we have technologically, and I don't want to say anything, and I hope I'm not misstating here, but they lob these old missiles toward us. We have, our technology is so superior that you could almost have like a, if there is a problem, and if they start, God forbid, killing Americans, we know exactly, they're targeted already, the way we took out Soleimani. So, because you do not want troops over there. That's the one thing we don't want. But don't forget, Iraq went in, and again, I don't want to say anything bad about any United States president. I just want to be respectful here. But what W was thinking, I really don't have an idea. I don't have an idea. I get mad at the Democrats for supporting Barack Obama because he just laid down, he gave a terror nation because he just didn't have any, in my opinion, any regard for Israel. Here, give this money, this terror money, this $150 billion, and make these bombs and make it, and continue your terror against the state of Israel. Go ahead. Here, take this money. What was that? And don't build nuclear weapons. Listen to us. What kind of negotiating was that? And then I get mad at the Republicans for supporting W in that regard, you know? And if you're going to go into Iraq, stay in there and don't let the Iranians take over. Soleimani goes, he's in Iran. He's not supposed, he's got a UN virtual sanction against him, a no-fly sanction, Soleimani does. Why? Because he's a terrorist. He was a terrorist. Meantime, he flies, he could care less, and he flies from Iran into Baghdad. And then he's in a car, and he's going to go plan some terror attacks against American interests, right? And the president takes him out. And I think, if not now, when? 877-970-2999. Stay calm. Don't get excited. Let's talk it out here. The thing we do is, it's a great country. We're a great country. The United States military is the premier force around the world, thank God. So don't worry, and tell your kids everything's going to be all right. But we'll talk it out. We'll see what happens. I just don't like when I see CNN or I see a lot of the mainstream media interviewing the Iranians, and then you watch Al Jazeera television in English telling us how great Soleimani was and how bad we are. Sick of it. I'm just sick of it. We give them money. We've done everything. We're the people that always helps out everybody else. You know what? If not now, when? When do we stop all of that? When do we stop pandering and placating and giving these terror nations a complete license to do whatever the heck they want? We sit there and we watch it. And man, we shrug our shoulder. They attacked our embassy. They attacked the United States embassy. And you and I let it go. I said, okay, the president doesn't want to get involved. And how sad is it, if I may, that we as Americans shrug our shoulders and go, they attacked our embassy. Well, you know, that's what happens. You know, we accepted that. No more. You can attack our embassy, you're going to pay for it. They attacked the United States embassy. And who could forget the hostages? I'm old, man. I remember that. I remember how we just, that attitude, that shrug of the attitude under Jimmy Carter, you know? Jimmy Carter's a great American now. He's done, like I said, on that show on Fox Nation, on Fox News. I said, you know, Jimmy Carter really turned to talk about reinventing yourself and turning into a truly great human on this planet Earth. Jimmy Carter did, but as president, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The way he did with the hostages, we just let it happen, and they just thought they can keep doing it. It stops right now with President Trump. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, James Rosen is on the show. Always excited to talk to James Rosen. I got to ask him, and I hope he doesn't mind, when he said, I mean, it made international news, to Nancy Pelosi, do you hate Donald Trump? And she went off on James Rosen. It was great. It was great. I tell you, he's a great reporter for Sinclair Broadcasting, a best-selling New York Times best-selling author, historian, and we're going to get into this and what we should do exactly with Iran with James Rosen. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis from Salem News, he's our military analyst, and we will join us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. And then we'll have some fun with Steve Perillo. We're talking about the tour and having some. Joe Borelli's going to join us. Brian Sullivan, president of the Nassau County Correction Officers Benevolent Association. Hey, that's another thing. It'll be almost international this morning, but they're letting criminals back on the street. How does this happen? How do these people get voted in New York State? That's another, don't get me started, right? Don't get me started. The people are, and you see it all over. And the Democrats just walk around like this is them. And Governor Cuomo's in charge and should just smack this down. No bail. You can go back on the street. Look what's happening. Look at the anti-Semitic assaults that happen every day. Holy, we're losing it. I'm telling you, we're losing it. But for some reason, our fellow Americans, our neighbors, keep putting the absolute wrong people into office, and then they yell at us. They yell at us because we voted for Donald Trump. And again, I know you listened that you didn't vote for Donald Trump. I don't care who you voted for, but you got to keep our streets safe, and you have to be strong. because if you're not strong, you're going to get what's happening now in the streets of New York and in the deserts of Iran and Iraq. Piscopo in the morning. It's 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's go to Debbie. Then we're going to get some great commentary from Frankie Morano. Big Al, of course, will weigh in. And Debbie Duane. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Good. I was so nervous when I heard about that attack yesterday. I got so scared. I'm so glad everybody's okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's time. You know, again, I have to be full disclosure. I'm a bit of a hawk. Take him out, Mr. President. That's what my attitude is. Take him out. You know, no, I my patience is thin. We're always so nice. You know, we always do turn the other cheek, Debbie, you know, and all they do is take advantage of it. And this was, and hopefully no, there were no American lives lost, but we'll see when the president speaks later. But I have to tell, like I tell you, Debbie Duhame, and I tell you listening, as I tell my children, just calm down. We got this. We got this. I honestly believe we got this, you know. Hey, Debbie, so thank you for putting together the videos of our last Italy trip. On a much lighter note.
I'm trying to see if somebody will volunteer. No, I'm trying to see if somebody will volunteer to do that because I am not technically savvy, you know?
But, I know, but if they can get Joanne or somebody or just some stills, and we'll put a couple pictures up.
When
we play Lorenzo's.
Lorenzo's, March 27th,
yeah. We'll have like a reunion of the Pirillo trip, the last Pirillo trip.
Yes,
we became such close. We became so close. I want to do like a retrospective of some pictures of people.
Yes.
So if you're listening and you were there, maybe you could just email them to the station, you know, am970theanswer.com. Here's some pictures. Yeah, something like that could be. So traffic-wise, and I know we had a little dusting of snow, 20 minutes, 21 after 6 right now. Debbie's always looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. And because of that dusting of snow, it looks like we had speeds down on the New Jersey Turnpike from 8A up through 11 because of some salting operations. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the inbound GWB. Inbound GWB, that disabled box truck mid-span was just cleared, but it's over an hour into the upper level of the George Washington Bridge, lower level about 20 minutes. Lincoln 15, Holland, that's about 15 minutes getting into town as well. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out toward the Verrazano. At the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound, it looks like a disabled bus on that upper level, so a slight delay there. Harlem River Drive southbound, that's building, getting down toward the 140s. And if you're taking a ride to the subways, expect some delays over on the 7 train. A few snow showers expected today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Yay, Debbie. Thank you. Thank you. I always appreciate that. It's 6:22 with Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. It is time for you to try Balance of Nature. Try Balance of Nature. We've been talking about it. I mean, Balance of Nature has been around for a long time. The whole concept came up by Dr. Douglas Howard, and he came up with the whole thing of antioxidants. You know, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's just like that. And I love it. And Balance of Nature is the only thing I could take on an empty stomach, you know. Because you ever try to take a multivitamin on an empty stomach? Ooh, that ain't easy, right? Come on. Balance of Nature, it's fruits and it's vegetables, 100% fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You got to at least try it. And I respectfully, again, submit that to you, right? Because to help you start your New Year's resolutions, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. All right. This New Year's special will not last, so please call now. 800-246-8751. Through everything that I go through, no matter what happens to me and how my my schedule is so insane, I never just stop taking Balance of Nature. I always stay on the Balance of Nature, and I think that's how I can recover quickly, how I have more energy. Joe, you're always going. I get my rest, but I always stay on Balance of Nature, and I suggest you do the same. At least try it with that 35% off deal and free shipping on your first preferred order. 800-246-8751. I'm pumped about it. It works for me, and I love you. I want it to work for you. and I believe it will. Balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Want a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep? Larry Elder here. Resolve to help protect your identity and personal info with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats to your identity. You see, they see more than what you can see by just monitoring your own credit, like your info on the dark web. And if you have a problem, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists know the steps to take to help resolve your case. After all, only 1 in 5 identity theft victims who had accounts open in their name discovered their theft through a bank or credit card company. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's not only easy to keep, it'll help you protect what you've worked so hard for. Get LifeLock for up to 25% off your first year with promo code ELDER at LifeLock.com. That's promo code ELDER for up to 25% off your first year with promo code ELDER at LifeLock.com.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970 The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Hey, it's going to be all right. Everybody calm down. We got this in order. Everything's good. We have a president who is strong. And I have to tell you this before I go to the guys. When they said, Joe, you're gonna vote for President Trump? I'm going, show me something different. Show me something. I'm tired of being, you know, mealy and weak and letting everybody run over us, you know, and giving $150 billion to a country like Iran who funds Hezbollah, who then, you know, takes out, God forbid, Marines and takes out Israel. So I'm going, hey, but no, this is Donald Trump. And I just like to upset. I wanted to upset Washington. I wanted a bull in a china shop. I wanted somebody to go in and rip it up inside out, upside down and backwards in Washington. And boy, we got that. And I love, and I'm guilty as charged, the entertainment value of it all, because you never know what the president's going to say, how he's going to say it, you know, what he does. And everybody's, you get that from the mainstream media. Oh my gosh. I go, yes. And I have the conversation for folks that do not support the president. And they go, wow, can you believe he did this? Can you believe he did that? I said, yeah, but when he looks up to the sky and he goes, I am the chosen one, I find myself going, yes. You know, I love it. It's what we need. In the meantime, when he takes it, so there's Donald Trump and he's in office, and I think I'm amazed that he really has adapted to this level of understanding. Look at the economy, the best economy ever. I mean, everybody says it could be the best economy in the history. It could last for 100 years. And I know as a small businessman working that I'd never been busier. I've never seen people calling me, Joe, we need you here. Joe, we need you there. And here we go. You got to do. And then you make a deal and the economy is just rolling. And I feel safe because he's strong minded. But I didn't know he had the tenacity or the fortitude or the courage to take out a Soleimani. And again, you could call me and disagree with me because I am open and I'm objective, and I'm not going to tell you one way or the other. I'm so sick of everybody yelling at us. I don't want to be lectured by the left. I don't want to be yelled at by the right. I just don't. I'm sick of it. I understand the criticisms. You tell me what the criticisms are. But there's something in me. I meant to tell you this the other day about President Trump. And I don't call, you know. Now he's going to Wildwood, New Jersey. Somebody said, Joe, you should go. You should do this. You should call. I ain't calling anybody. I'm not groveling to anybody. Not anybody. It's not in me to, hey, could you think you could send an invitation? People, they just want that time. They just want that moment. I don't need it. I just don't need it. I'm at a point in my life where as you get old, and the good thing about getting old, you have wisdom, you have patience, and you're measured and everything. And you're really not impressed with it. Single thing. I'm watching my language. I'm not impressed by anybody. But so objectively speaking, the fact when the president made the move towards Soleimani, I didn't know that he had that veracity or that courage, or that. And again, you could disagree with me, but to make that preemptive move like that. And there was part of me where my jaw dropped, and I went, wow, I didn't know the president had that. Because and stay with me on this, please, and we're going to go to James Rosen and the boys in a second. But half the country looks at the president and laughs at him. Yeah, you know that. We all have friends like that. They all have friends where they say, oh, God, what a joke. Oh, my God, can you believe he's president of the United States? The other half idolize him like he's a god. I mean, you know how people I love. And then there's us who just say, hey, this guy's doing an amazing job. He's the best president we've had. I can't remember since when. And he's doing a spectacular job as president of the United States. Never thought he would. But look what he's doing. This is great. Now he took a level ahead when he went after Soleimani. And I'm like you. I'm saying, nah, you know what? Let's not poke that hornet's nest. But meantime, they're attacking the embassy of the United States of America. That's 100 acres in Iraq, and they're coming over. They're bulldozing it. When do you stop them? And if we don't do anything now, and this president doesn't have that the ability to foresee this, and the one thing even the president's enemies know, he's got a vision where he's a few steps ahead of all of us. And again, you may think, this president is, quote unquote, he's a joke. And then you may criticize him. You can't deny that he's always a step ahead of us. And you have to give him credit for this, because if not now, when do you stop these people? When the whole Europe is taken over by the religious extremists, when France goes, when London goes, as they're going. I mean, and then we'll be going to be the only ones, and we're going to be boxed in. I don't know that we could fight that, as good and big and great as we are. So if not now, when? And you have to give President Trump credit for this. But the fact of the matter is, please, just don't get upset. We got this. We really got this. We're in a position now better than ever, stronger than ever. So stay strong. Believe in this country. Let's support this president. Let's see what he says. And I just wish we could just join together. And I wish they wouldn't make everything so political down there in Washington. Because, boy, they're just living off of this. Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. The boys are in the
good
studio.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, man. Good morning, Joe. You guys. Hey, guys. So, good. Al, you doing good? All good with
great.
You, buddy? Everything all right?
Well, couldn't be better.
You know, and then Frankie Five Boroughs, we'll go to James Rosen momentarily, but I'm telling everybody, try not to, not to get excited, because they don't know. They don't know. Are we going to war? Are we getting any inside line, Frank, on what the president's going to talk about at all?
No, we haven't gotten any indication. So far, the only thing the president has said was a tweet last night saying that everything was fine. So we'll see what he says this morning. I imagine we'll get a clue as to whether we're headed towards escalation or de-escalation.
Yeah, and no troops. That's the only thing. You don't want troops sent over there, Frank, correct?
Well, we are sending 3,500 troops to the Middle East. They're mostly going to be stationed in Kuwait, and we have already 5,000 troops in Iraq. Thankfully, even though the troops are stationed in some of the facilities that were hit yesterday, it appears at this point anyway that there were no American casualties at all.
I think that this is kind of my take on the whole thing. I think Iran responded. I think they kind of knew they weren't looking to hit and kill anybody because, let's face it, if they would have killed one American in this attack, and again, we're still sifting it out. We don't really know. I mean, we're pretty sure that nobody was injured, but let's be fair. If an American life was lost, you don't think the president would have reacted swiftly by saying, okay, you know what? It's time. Take them out.
Yeah.
I mean, go in, drones, missiles, whatever it takes short of a nuclear bomb. I think the Iranians realize you poke the bear, he's going to come back at you pretty hard.
That's right. That's right. And it's about that. So now, and I leave you with this, and we'll take a break. Al's got the local news. A lot's happening locally. But if you don't do it now, if you don't go after this cancer that is growing throughout the Middle East, you could just abandon them and say, look, let's not get involved. Leave it. And then they become so powerful that we're not going to be able to fight them. So if not now, when? And if I'm wrong, you can call us, please. 877-970-2999. Please, we are fair-minded. We understand your criticisms, and you can call anytime. James Rosen will join us. And also, we have Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis joining us as well. Big Al standing by with the headline news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
34 degrees at 635. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo set to deliver his State of the State speech today in Albany. The third-term Democrat has already laid out a number of his proposals, including a plan to extend Penn Station, ban repeat sex offenders from the subway, eliminate the so-called pink tax on women's products, and legalize for hire surrogacy. Crafting a state budget will be one of the year's biggest challenges for Cuomo, as a $6.1 billion deficit recently came to light. Governor Cuomo will deliver his address at 1:30 this afternoon. And a man accused of dumping water on two New York City police officers in Brooklyn escapes jail time. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office confirms to the Post that Courtney Thompson entered a plea deal last month to serve 10 days of community service on a harassment charge. Video shows Thompson tossing water at the officers in Brownsville over the summer before the officers were seen walking away without arresting him. He was one of several people to take part in multiple incidents where cops were hit with water attacks. In sports, Giants are making Joe Judge their next head coach. Who? Well, Judge is coming off serving as the wide receivers coach and special teams coach for the New England Patriots, with whom he earned three Super Bowl rings. The Islanders beat the Devils in overtime 4-3, while the Rangers beat the Avalanche 5-3. Knicks were blown out by the Lakers 117-87, and the Nets lose their seventh straight, this time to the Thunder, 111-103. College hoops tonight, St. John's will take on Georgetown. The pregame is at 6:10. The tip-off is at 6:30. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970, The Answer. And Seton Hall will play against Xavier. You can listen to that game on our sister station, 570 WMCA, at 8:30. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. We're seeing delays on the 7 train with signal problems over at Hudson Yards. Other than that, LIRR, New Jersey Transit, Metro North, all on time. Let's go out to the eastbound Gowanus. That's slowing down through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE, solid up by Atlantic Avenue. It's kind of busy on the westbound belt into Francis Lewis Boulevard. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, heavy Bradley Ave through the Verrazano because of earlier problems at the Verrazano Bridge. The inbound side of the GWB upper level, getting reports of an accident by the Toll Plaza, 45 minutes into the upper, 20 to the lower, 15 in from the Palisades Parkway, Lincoln 20, Holland about 20 minutes in as well. 80 eastbound exit 28 into Roxbury, watch out for a collision there. Getting reports of some volume on the Garden State Parkway North, getting up toward the Driscoll Bridge. Southbound Thruway slowing down 13 down toward 11, 9 southbound at 9A. It looks like an accident still working there. Watch for some snow showers today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know I've teamed up with Steve Perillo to create that intimate offer for you, the family, kind enough to gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning. We all went to Italy. It worked out so well. We're doing another trip. We're doing Easter in Rome. We're doing Easter in Rome. Easter Sunday in Roma, right? And Good Friday as well. We're going to have a mass together. And it's something I know how close we could be as a family because we did it before, man. You know, I can't believe we pulled it off to the degree that we did when we went to Italy last time. So Steve Perillo said, let's do it again. Let's do Easter in Rome. It's sold. I don't want to use the word sold out because there are some openings, but man, it's been selling so spectacularly. So we have a cutoff date on this now because it's selling out so well. January 16th, we're going to cut it off January 16th. So this is your time to do the trip of a lifetime now, right now. And you think if you don't do it, sometimes you just don't do it. We want you to go to Italy. We want you to spend Eastern Rome. And then we're going to go to the Tuscan countryside. We're going to go to Assisi. And we're going to go to Florence and Pisa and Siena, Cinque Terre. This is going to be a spectacular trip. I'm so pumped. It's in April, you know, and when Easter's, it's going to be great. Here's the number, 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. Just tell Janice and the great team at Perillo, they're standing by for you. I want to spend Easter Sunday in Italy with Joey and Steve Perillo. Do not delay because this trip is closing out January 16th. Please get on this now, okay? We want to see you there. 800-431-1515. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
20 minutes before 7 o'clock, James Rosen standing by. I want to give you MyPillow information that Mike Lindell asked us to pass on to you because he loves you. He loves all that you've done for the MyPillow company. I'm telling you, Mike is a great guy. And now he has his buy one, get one free offer on those Giza sheets plus free shipping. I was thinking about you last night. I really was because I was like in my bed. I finally got home, you know, and I slept in my own bed last night and the Giza sheets were there and it was so comfortable. I said, I have to convey that. The radio in the morning. You gotta get the Giza sheets. Plus, buy one, get one free on Giza sheets. Plus, free shipping. Are you kidding? Plus, that 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended by Mike. Please go to MyPillow.com. I think about you all the time. Yes, but I'm sleeping on my Giza sheets. When you go to the radio listener specials, right, and MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970. You can buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets. But check out the mattress topper. Check out the towels. Check out the MyPillows. You want to pick up a MyPillow. But right now, radio listener specials at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
It's Jay Sekulow live today at 3 on AM 970, The Answer. Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Here we are, Piscopo in the morning, 6:42. It's James Rosen music. We don't even call it Beatle music anymore. We call it James Rosen music. You own it, James. James, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
It's great to be back with you and Desmond and Molly, and Happy New Year to you all.
James, I'm telling you, we got to get into it. I want to talk about Iran and what's happening over in Iraq as well. But I have to tell you, man, we watched you with Nancy Pelosi, a golden moment. This is you are a journalistic giant. We had respect and love for you before.
You're very kind. Thank you.
No, man, you know what? You just asked a question, and it was a fair question. She was so riled. She came back to the podium, and I'm going, yes, I'm cheering at the TV, James. It was great. Could you walk us through that before we get to the issues of the day, James?
For younger listeners, Joe, you are referring to last month, to December 5.
Look at you.
When I attended Speaker Pelosi's weekly news conference and hoped to ask a question there that I had planned. It related to assertions by leading House Republicans and from the president himself that what's really animating the impeachment drive is a kind of personal hatred for President Trump. And I wanted to give the speaker an opportunity to address that criticism. But unfortunately, she did not call on me during the press conference, even though I was seated approximately 3 yards away from her, and she made eye contact with me many times. And this was probably because at a previous news conference, I had asked a very fair and sensible and even-handed and respectful question about the competing legal claims being asserted in the impeachment setting by the whistleblower and the president, and why the Democrats thought that the claims by the whistleblower should prevail over those of the president. And on that earlier occasion, Speaker Pelosi had begun her response to me by saying, "Well, Mr. Republican talking point," which was bracing for the room. I mean, that the press corps that covers the speaker and Congress, the congressional leadership, was unused to seeing a display like that. So right. When the speaker in the subsequent news conference failed to call on me, I was reduced to shouting out my question as she left, which forces the person doing the questioning to really put it in concise terms. I would have preferred an opportunity to set up the question a little more fully. But then the question was, do you hate the speaker, Madam President? I got it right in the instant moment at the time and not just now. Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker? Yeah. And you all saw the reaction, which went on for about a minute and a half and ended with the speaker angrily saying to me, "Don't mess with me." Within a day, I should tell you that there are about 35 different varieties of sweatshirts, T-shirts, hoodies, and other ephemera available for sale on eBay, from which yours truly received precisely zero cut.
You didn't get nothing.
Not even the VIG, Joe.
Just a little taste. That's all he asked for.
Let me wet my beak.
I got to tell you, but it was fair. I just loved it because she, again, and you're so objective, James Rosen, you know, and there are times I disagree with you, man, but you're so, but I got to say, you know what? It's fair. It's, oh, you are always fair and very objective. And when it's true, man. And then and she goes, "Mr. Republican talking points." I go, "James Rosen, are you kidding me?" It was so rude. Well, and you're right. And when you're under the gun like that and she's about to leave, you've got to make it concise. It was brilliant. It was brilliant to have her come back like that. Showed that she's under a lot of stress. I said it on the air. This is a lady that is under stress, and just and it was the fair thing to do. And yes, go ahead, please.
I think that it as we look back on the Trump impeachment process, that exchange will remain one of the most electric moments of the whole thing. Yes. Suffice to say, I didn't receive any Christmas cards from the speaker. However. The entire episode leaves open the prospect still that if someday I am knighted by the Queen of England, you will have to address me, Joe, as Sir Republican Talking Point.
You got it. James Rosen on the radio. Always appreciate you being here, James. I want to talk to you about this terrific book review you wrote in the Wall Street Journal. But I have to ask you about this. I'm telling you, the Iran situation, we got to go there, James, if you would. What do we know about what happened last night? Do you have any inside information, Mr. Rosen?
Well, so far things seem to have calmed down. It was at about 5:30 p.m. Eastern time yesterday that Iran launched its attack on U.S. forces in response to the targeted killing that President Trump had ordered last week against the top Iranian military commander and the chief architect of Iran's foreign terror operations for decades, Qasem Soleimani. That so angered the Iranians, and you've seen these extraordinary displays on the streets of Tehran and in the general's hometown, where just tens and tens and tens of thousands of people have turned out to honor what they consider a martyr and a hero in their own country, and what the United States considers a terrorist here. And so in response for that, last night, again, at around 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, that's around 1:30 a.m. Baghdad time, Iran launched about 24 ballistic missiles from inside of its own territory at two military bases inside of Iraq that house U.S. troops. One is in Al-Anbar province in western Iraq, the Al-Assad Air Base, which I visited with Vice President Dick Cheney in December of 2005. That's how long this base has been critical to the U.S. war planning effort. And also at another base in northern Iraq, in Erbil, which I visited with John Kerry shortly after ISIS was in the news in 2014 or 2015. All of this gives you a good idea of how long this region has been vexing to the United States. But fortunately, no casualties were recorded in these attacks. U.S. intelligence apparently had been monitoring the movements of those Iranian forces that are associated with their ballistic missile inventory during the day and had seen movement. But these bases were both on alert due to the prospect of an Iranian retaliatory strike. As these things go, it seems like I would say the Iranians are calling it proportional to the attack that killed their military commander. But I would say that it seems, given what we know about Iran, given what we know about that regime and its past record, like a fairly weak show of retaliation. They have pronounced themselves done for now. And if so, that would indicate that the regime seeks to de-escalate this whole set of events. Yeah. We expect to hear from President Trump shortly this morning. And some aides are saying, according to published reports, that he, too, is looking for a way to de-escalate.
You know, James, I know we have limited time this morning. We're always under this darn clock, right? Now, I'm going to talk about so many things, but walk me through, how can I calm down folks who are concerned? From my kids who say, Dad, are we going into World War III? To folks that are concerned, to folks like myself that think it's about time we were strong against this. Because like you said, it started with W, and Barack Obama gives them $150 billion. And I mean, how do you calm the nerves of America? And do you, James Rosen, feel we're on the right path, sir?
Well, first, as a kind of agnostic matter or a philosophical matter, Joe, I will tell you that I don't see it as the reporter's duty or obligation necessarily to calm the nerves of anyone. Typically, our effect is quite the opposite. Yep. Our job is to report the facts. But perhaps some will find reassurance in the following fact, that the sanctions that the Trump administration has reimposed on Iran, particularly on its oil and gas sectors, have been so hurtful to the Iranian economy that the nation's GDP, its gross domestic product, the sum total of all the goods and services that are sold in the country every year, the most important economic indicator, shows that Iran's GDP has in fact shrunk by 15% over the last 2 years. Its unemployment rates are at around 40%.
Wow.
In short, for a country like Iran, this is not the time to wage war against what is already a well-known military superpower quite above your league in military terms. They simply can't afford a war right now. And I think that's why you're seeing this effort at de-escalation this morning.
Yeah, well said. James Rosen. And James, I want to talk to you about this terrific book review. If you can, check out Wall Street Journal, The Republican Populist, Spiro Agnew and the Origins of Donald Trump's America. And James wrote a great review about that. If you just go to @JamesRosenTV on Twitter and follow James, he's always on game, always on point.
What is that, you know, Joe? What is Twitter?
I don't know why it comes out. I think it's like me stumbling through it. I say, I sound like Terry Thomas. Hey, there's an esoteric reference for you.
Yes, also on Facebook.
I check out Twitter. I say, good show. Good show, James, indeed.
Instagram.
It's me trying to lose the Jersey accent, man. What am I going to tell you, you know?
Right over here.
Right over here. Just a little ice. James Rosen, he is the man. James, you're the best, man. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Godspeed. We'll be checking you out at James Rosen TV on Twitter. Investigative journalist for Sinclair Broadcasting, New York Times bestselling author, all around great guy. James Rosen right there, live on the radio with Jersey Joe. Twitter, I say. It's now going to sound like your relatives in England, Debbie. You know?
Hello, Joe.
Twitter.
I love it.
I don't know. It just kind of came out, man. I want to try to sound distinguished over there. But I always end up sounding like this. Hey. Hey, check out James Rosen on Twitter. Twitter without the R, right? Debbie's out there looking out for you on the road, 652 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, we're going to take it to the Sprain south of Jackson Ave in Greenberg. Looks like a multi-vehicle accident reported there. We're seeing some delays on the Bronx River Parkway south getting in toward the Cross Bronx with a collision. And it's going to be stop and go over on 84 eastbound getting up toward exit 19 with an accident reported. And watch for slowdowns on the Palisades Parkway southbound getting down toward exit 1. Getting reports of some animals out there getting down through Englewood Cliffs. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year is hard, but giving your home an upgrade is easy, thanks to Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 14th and save up to 40%. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% off. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
What's an outstanding Italian restaurant that's sure to please your taste buds? The answer, Michael's of Brooklyn. Family-owned and operated by Fred and his brother John, they've been a Brooklyn institution since 1964, serving incredible Italian dishes for three generations. Listen every Wednesday to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer during Italian trivia for your chance to win a case of their delicious sauce, or enter to win at am970theanswer.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of clouds and sunshine today, becoming increasingly windy with some flurries later on, perhaps a heavier snow shower in the afternoon. Winds can gust to 45 miles per hour at times later today, or high temperature 41. Mainly clear, blustery, and colder tonight, though 23, with wind chills in the single digits and low teens. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, brisk and cold, high 34. Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, much milder in the afternoon, high 51. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'm telling you about Retro Fitness. I'm so excited about Retro Fitness. I appreciate my business partner and a gal doing a great job down at the Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey, Stacy McCormick. She was kind enough to come in the studio yesterday, and you could check that out. We have it on our Twitter feed at am970theanswer.com. But listen to this. You always enjoy the gym, and you always hear these great deals. No, we have the best deal for you. You buy one, give one. Not buy one, get one. Buy one, give one. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want at Retro Fitness. Unlike other gyms, we have created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, and you give a one-year membership away for free. The free member does not have to pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without their friend, and can access any of our gyms around the country. But of course, I'd love to see you at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Call today to speak with Stacy, 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. $36.95 or go to retrofitness.com and then you can go /location/Flemington, retrofitness.com, Flemington, New Jersey. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. A lot to get into this morning, and thanks for joining us. Give us a call anytime. Well, you know, best way to do this is to talk it out and let us. You could express your feelings on our show here at the kitchen table, right? This is the way to do it. 877-970-2999. Our Balance of Nature phone line is open, and we'd love to hear what you have to say because it's a monumental day. We will get through it. We will prevail. We, the people, will prevail. We're in a very, very solid position in the United States of America. Please don't worry. I want to just calm your nerves and give us a call anytime. 877-970-2999. It's Joe and Al and Frank and Debbie on AM 970. The Answer. We got Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis is going to join us. He's calling coming up in the next hour. 877-970-2999. AM 970, The Answer from New York.